When it comes to Bibles, I would encourage you. I'm not a King James only guy, but I do use the King James. Watch out for the newer translations. Like
1611 at home.
Yeah, it's good. Just check the Greek and the Hebrew because it's got some problems. It does. It uses the word Easter in Acts 12, I think it is.
It's got in the front of the 1611.
It should be Passover. They use the word Easter. So it does have a few errors, like 1 Timothy 2:9 says women should dress in modest apparel. What's modest? What does that mean? It's changed. Every year it changes what modesty is. What it should say is neat and orderly robes. You notice my wife wears a dress and a head covering. That's biblical. I wear a tunic-like garment. That's what God put us in Genesis 3. I've got...
Where's the fringes?
No.
I'm joking.
Yeah, that's Torah. We don't keep Torah, right. But Genesis 3, where God put us in this, was long before Torah. Like marriage was ordained before, man taking dominion was ordained before. So yeah, I don't keep Torah law. We're not Torah keepers, but I do keep some pre-Torah law, and then I do keep the Ten Commandments. Yeah. We're resting in Christ today, so you don't have to do Saturday, Friday night to Saturday. Right. And then we do keep all the New Testament law, which is all pretty much combined from most of it, from the, not the 613 Torah laws, but the moral law is all in the New Testament. All the Ten Commandments are there, and everything that we have to keep is right in the New Testament, so, and some pre-Torah law. So yeah, so God dressed us. It's the only thing God actually gave you on your body. Think about that. God himself dressed Adam and Eve. Why? Because it was the first shedding of blood. It was the first shedding of blood to show Jesus Christ coming. Hey, sir, can you ask one of those musician men to come out with his Bible? I want to ask him, does he know a proud look is an abomination to God and your false gospel, your teaching's going to damn your soul? Why won't you bring a Bible? I love you. Do you love me enough to show the truth? Or can all you do is sing? Jesus said, go preach the gospel. He didn't say, go sing. Preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded, he said. You notice how the word of God, people just... Yeah, I told the cops yesterday, the three cops that came up to you yesterday, I said, do you have protocol in your job? They said, yeah, we got a lot of rules. I said, the Bible is God's protocol. I said, have you noticed how American churchgoers and even the American culture, they just throw the Bible out and go, well, God loves me. Jesus died for me. I know I sin a lot. I'm just going to do it.
Just like when they got the LGBT.
Yeah. All the lying, stealing, drunkenness, adultery, perversion, yeah. All this stuff.
Going to the church.
It's all part of Satan's system. There's a kingdom of God and there's a kingdom of Satan. You must be born into the kingdom of God. And if you are, you're no longer in the kingdom of Satan. But if you're not born in the kingdom of God, what kingdom are you in?
There's no in between.
You're still in the kingdom of Satan, whether you want to be, whether you think you are or not, you are. So you got to rebel against Satan, who's the god of this world, 2 Corinthians 4:4, and you got to enter the kingdom of God through Christ. And when you do that, it'll change everything.
Oh, yeah.
It'll change how you act, how you talk, how you dress. Ready? You will lose most of your friends, family. If you belong to a church system, you'll lose that because they're not going to go along with the ways of God because that empties buildings out.
Right.
So that's my challenge to people. You're going to have to end up being a Noah in your town, standing for the truth of God while everybody else rejects it. And unless you stand, you won't be one of the few that make it. Jesus said in Matthew 7, few are going to enter eternal life. I love to tell people this. You know what that word few means? Look at the Greek words. Look deeper. Puny. A puny number of people. Then a brother and I were just talking the other day. He sent me an email. Yeah. He said, how many people do you think were alive on earth with Noah? And I said, I don't know. I always thought maybe there's a million back then. They said that they did the numbers and the genealogy and how many people they were having and how long these people lived. They said there could have been 253, 400 million people. Some men say even more than that. How many came off the ark?
Right.
Eight. Yeah. Out of millions, God spared eight. How many do you think he's going to spare out of America? Not many. I want you to be one of them. So you got to test yourself, and the proof that you are one of them is your life conforms to the word of God in all your ways. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I'd love to help you. Here comes one of the harlot musicians right now, and I say harlot, not that she's doing anything physically sexual.
Right.
But when a woman shows off her hair, her body, with makeup, jewelry, earrings, what's she doing? What is she trying to do? What's she trying to do? She's trying to get you to look at her.
Yeah.
Does she cause men to lust for him?
Right.
Yeah. Does that sound godly to you?
Lust
in the heart. Yeah. Does that sound godly to you?
No.
Women are supposed to cover themselves up.
Oh, yeah.
Men are supposed to cover themselves up. That's all the fruit that you know God.
Right.
Amen. Amen.